This is the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
Amber, I was at a lovely lady's house the other night because I was buying something from Buy Sell Swap on Facebook.
Yep.
And just got chatting to her and, you know, how you just end up like, oh, I've been standing here for half an hour while we've been chatting.
Mm.
And what came up, and I don't know how, was the fact that she'd injured herself, like, must have been 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And she'd gone to the doctor and she's like, I've got some problems going on with my neck. It's no good. I don't know what it is. And the doctor looks in and he's like, oh, you've actually done something to your C5 vertebrae or something
hectic.
Like that. It was pretty hectic.
Yeah.
But he says, have you been doing anything a bit different with this, with your left arm? Have you been, it looks like that you've been in the one position too much or something like that.
Okay.
And she thinks and she's like, oh, I've been playing Pokemon Go a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
Is there any chance? And he's like, that's definitely it. You're walking around looking at your phone in the same hand over and over.
And she's hurt her neck.
And she actually injured her neck doing it.
Oh, my gosh.
13, 12, 16, we're dusting off a classic. Embarrassing injuries.
Oh, wow.
Amber, would you like to start?
Yeah, I'm sure we all remember when I had to take a couple of days off because I couldn't walk or sit because I'd stacked it down the stairs at Dom's and hurt my bum bone.
Yeah, that's right. Cracked tailbone at the stairs at Dom's. That was a great week. That was just, look, putting yourself on the line for content like that,
yeah.
That was worth the couple of days solo I had to do.
Yeah, still getting content out of that.
Yeah.
All these years later.
Absolutely love it. Mm. In my younger days, we came across a wheelie bin lid and I tried to skate on it.
Oh, yeah, what you do.
Yeah, alcohol was involved. You're spot on. Yep. 13, 12, 16, embarrassing injuries. That's what we want to talk about.
Yeah.
Those silly ways you hurt yourself that you regretted at the time, but you got a cracking story out of.
Perfect.
13, 12, 16, hit us with your embarrassing injuries. Ariana Grande got engaged after a month of dating.
Mm.
Madness. Absolute madness.
That's not even enough time to, like, have your first fight with him.
Nah. You cannot know someone that well. I mean, even if you lived with someone for 4 weeks, I don't think you'd know someone well enough.
I don't think Riz and I had our first fight for, like, a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it a decent blue?
Nah.
Was there throwing?
Nah, we've never had a decent blue.
You strike me as a thrower.
I'm a puncher.
Oh.
Is that what you want, Billows? No, I'm not. So 13, 12, 16, Ariana Grande got engaged after 4 weeks. We want to know how quickly did you get engaged, Sarah?
It wasn't me. My parents got engaged after only 2 weeks of knowing each other.
Wow. Two weeks.
They've been setting unrealistic goals for me for years.
Yeah.
Are they still together?
Yeah, 35 years this year.
Not everything's an opportunity for you to sing, Amber.
How
come on.
Dare you?
Now, let's talk about this love story we have got going on. 2 weeks. And so have you talked to your parents about it? Like, come on, guys, that's pretty quick.
That's hectic.
Yeah, well, like, they met and they spent, like, almost every day together, apparently, for these 2 weeks. And then my dad just turned to my mum and said, so we're going to get married, yeah? And she was like, yeah, cool.
Well,
and
so romantic.
6 months later, they were married.
Well, 14 days straight spending together. I mean, why wouldn't you get married?
I mean, that is a test. Though,
I can't
if you
get
can
someone to spend 14 minutes with me. So.
Yeah, Amber has that same problem.
How? Oh, my God. Boy, today is your day.
Today could be the day that I get punched in the throat.
Excellent. Thanks so much for your call, Sarah.
Thanks, guys.
Keep them coming through. 13, 12, 16, 2 weeks.
That's...
I don't know if you could beat it.
I wish them all the happiness in the world.
Well, they've been together for ages.
My goodness.
Good on them.
Good on them. 13, 12, 16, we want the quickest engagement Sunraysia has got to offer. Amber, I don't like doing the whole adulting is hard and, oh, how come this is like this?
Yeah,
well,
but it is.
Me.
Adulting is really hard.
But I have noticed something that annoys me a lot. God damn it, fry pans are expensive.
Oh, my God.
I mean, even when they're on special, and this is not a shot at any business at all. Well, it's at all of them that sell fry pans.
Yeah.
Because you'll go, oh, wow, they've got a sale on. This could be my chance to get some nice fry pans.
Mm.
And you'll see 50% off and you'll think, this is my time because I know this is going to be a great price.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be like, $1,000 for 3 fry pans. You're like, what the hell?
Yeah, you got to go to the bank, take out an extra mortgage on the home.
Yeah, that's right. You're like, excuse me, Mr. Bank Manager. Oh, you think we're doing some renos? Well, in a way, we're upgrading the kitchen by getting 2 fry pans.
Yeah.
One that I can fit 4 eggs in and the other one that I can put an omelette in. They're like, ooh, you don't have the collateral for fry pans.
Well, see, it's like an investment. In a way. So you buy a good frying pan and that frying pan's going to last you. Or you can buy a cheap crap frying pan and having to keep buy cheap crap frying pans for
I think that's the only way to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how people get expensive frying pans.
I got given a very expensive frying pan for my 21st birthday.
Yeah? Still rocking it?
Yeah.
Good job. I think some of the ones I've got, they've got absolutely no coating left on them whatsoever.
Yeah. And then you get bits of frying pan in your food.
It's a price you got to pay. I don't earn that frying pan money, Amber. And saucepans as well.
Mm.
Jeez, they hold liquid.
Mm.
It's not made of gold.
You should make some.
What, some gold? No. I'd love to if I had that recipe. I'm going to have all the saucepans in the world. Fry pans on me for everyone.
Great.
Yeah, but I'm not making gold, Amber.
Okay.
You missed that part.
I did,
of
yep.
that scenario.
I stopped listening.
My point is.
Do you feel better?
Not overly. I've still got really crappy fry pans and no money, no prospect of getting nice frying pans anytime soon.
Well, that could have been a great wedding gift. But you just wanted money.
I have no regrets, even with all the money we got. Still can't get any goddamn fry pans. Whoa! Naughtiest Bonnie at 6:40.
Okay.
That's all I got. Amber.
Yeah.
A village outside of Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Barcelona. That's how the locals say it. The women there have had a win. Two women were arrested when they were bathing topless, Amber.
Does not sound like a win.
Hey, wait for it. Everyone's got their people who start these things.
Okay.
They were at the local pool, and they were ordered to put on their bikini tops. That's everything about that sentence makes me sad to begin with.
Yeah.
Now, so this started some protests, and they eventually got to the point where they put it to a vote in the town as to whether or not women should be allowed to bathe topless at the public pool, Amber.
That's amazing. Who's going to vote no to that?
Not this guy.
No.
I used to be a lifeguard. Wasn't nearly enough of it.
Free the nips.
Free the nips indeed, Amber.
Help.
Well, 8,000 people were in the area, in the town.
Yeah.
They voted 61%. For topless bathing.
Boom.
Vote carries. You can now go topless at this pool in Barcelona.
So just that pool specifically?
I think it's actually for the area. Like if
that's
it's
awesome.
Yeah. So women, 16 and above.
Yeah.
16 and above.
Yeah. I think
all right, each to their own.
I think the objective with this free the nip thing is is not to be sexualized, but just to be like the natural human form of a female body is like, we've got boobs, like, big deal. But men love boobs.
We do.
Yeah.
Yep, no arguments. I did find the 16 and above a little bit interesting, but again,
I'm sure things are different in Barcelona.
Yeah, that's right. So, more power to them.
Yeah.
61% for it, though.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no,
I would expect the numbers to be more like 90% for it.
Oh, I'd say there's still some pretty conservative people that think women's nipples are evil, Amber. Mm. With their spell-giving abilities and whatnot.
Damn those lady nips.
They're the best. What are you talking about, people?
I know.
What is wrong with you people? Come on, Instagram, get on board.
Yeah. Would you rather?
Here are two very different scenarios.
You need to pick whichever one you please, though.
The choice is yours, which one will it be, oh?
Would you rather? Yelp. Are you okay?
Yeah, I just read the words and it made me laugh again.
Okay.
Amber, would you rather toilet soup or urinal spaghetti?
What? What the hell, man?
Toilet soup or urinal spaghetti?
What does urinal spaghetti even mean? I don't know if you know, but I haven't seen many urinals in my life.
I reckon you can probably piece this one together, Amber. It's spaghetti served in a urinal.
Oh.
The other one, toilet soup.
Okay.
Is
soup in the toilet.
Served in the toilet. There's not many layers to would you rather, Amber, so.
Oh, all right. Because of your stupid words, I just needed you to clarify what urinal spaghetti meant.
Nah, you're right. Urinal spaghetti is basically a troll on a bridge asking you to answer these riddles three.
Boy, I might hurt you today.
Today could be the day.
Yeah, maybe.
Would you rather? Have you got any questions? Come on, get in the spirit of it.
Just so many questions.
Yeah, bring them on.
What flavour soup is it?
Well, what would you like it to be? Toilet soup. It's a really nice.
I like a minestrone.
Yeah, you can have a minestrone. That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine, mate. Your choice.
Actually, no. Not in the toilet. That might look a bit off.
Yeah, it could look like someone's just done a power spew in there.
Yeah. Urinal spaghetti.
Urinal spaghetti. Any questions on the urinal spaghetti front?
Like a traditional Italian spaghetti? Like, is there a nice nonno that's serving it up for me? Or
Yeah, all
is
right.
it just the pasta, or is there sauce as well?
Oh, no, there's definitely sauce as well.
Oh, great.
You really want to soak up all those urinal flavours.
Ew.
And I think the sauce is really going to pick up all that. The hundreds and hundreds of men who have whizzed there.
Mm. This is, like, I don't want either of these things to ever happen.
It's a tough one. Toilet soup.
Okay, at least with
spaghetti.
Like, people don't generally, like, number two in the urinal.
If they do, something's gone horribly wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it has to be urinal spaghetti, right?
It has to be urinal spaghetti.
Because people poo in toilets.
They do. They do, Amber. I do it every day.
Yeah.
I might
sometimes
have done it
twice a day.
Yeah. Sometimes many more.
There's a lot of people eating breakfast right
yep.
now. Let's wrap this up.
I hope they're not having toilet soup or urinal spaghetti.
Nonno's urinal spaghetti.
You're going with urinal spaghetti?
Yeah.
Oh, good guess.
Yeah.
Problem was, it was an unused toilet in a shop.
You're the worst.
That's the one you should have gone with. I'm sorry. Young Love, Amber.
Ah.
That is what we're going to talk about today.
Sweet.
Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
She broke up with rapper Mac Miller, 6 weeks? 2 months ago?
Yeah, not very long ago.
Not long at all.
And they were together for a while, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, she has got back on the dating horse and found Pete Davidson, Saturday Night Live performer, actor.
Comedian.
Yeah. They're engaged.
Oh, wow.
Yep. One month in. That's chaos. Madness.
Absolutely. I mean, and they're very young.
Yeah.
She's probably a little bit younger than me.
I don't know how old she is. Live Google.
She'd be in her early 20s. Yeah. 23, 24.
Yeah.
That's very young to commit to a, you know.
24. Born in 1993.
Decided to get married after 4 weeks of dating.
Yeah. Look, I'm in two hearts about this. One, each to their own.
Totally.
Do what makes you happy as long as it doesn't affect anyone else.
Yep.
On the other side of that coin, that's bloody insane.
Yeah, I'm totally on the same page.
I'll be impressed if these two make it down the aisle.
And it has happened.
I wish them all the happiness in the world.
And it can happen.
Yes, 100%.
But I don't know, man.
Look, Carly and I got engaged after, I want to say, 2 years? It was
only a year, wasn't it?
It might have been a year and 3/4, I reckon.
Oh, yeah?
And so that's pretty quick, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
So I'm not coming from a real high horse here.
Yeah.
But 4 weeks?
Yeah.
That's chaos. 13, 12, 16. We want to know. We want to find Sunraysia's quickest engagement.
Yeah, how quickly did you get engaged?
That's what we want to hear today. Ariana Grande got engaged after a month of dating.
Mm.
Madness. Absolute madness.
That's not even enough time to, like, have your first fight with him.
Nah. You cannot know someone that well. I mean, even if you lived with someone for 4 weeks, I don't think you'd know someone well enough.
I don't think Riz and I had our first fight for, like, a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it a decent blue?
Nah.
Was there throwing?
Nah, we've never had a decent blue.
You strike me as a thrower.
I'm a puncher.
Oh.
Is that what you want, Billows? No, I'm not. So 13, 12, 16, Ariana Grande got engaged after 4 weeks. We want to know, how quickly did you get engaged, Sarah?
It wasn't me. My parents got engaged after only 2 weeks of knowing each other.
Wow. Two weeks.
They've been setting unrealistic goals for me for years.
Yeah.
Are they still together?
Yeah, 35 years this year.
Time. Not everything's Beautiful. An opportunity for you to sing, Emma.
How
Come on.
Dare you?
Now, let's talk about this love story we have got going on. 2 weeks. And so have you talked to your parents about it? Like, come on, guys, that's pretty quick.
That's hectic.
Yeah, well, like, they met and they spent, like, almost every day together, apparently, for these 2 weeks. So then my dad just turned to my mum and said, so we're going to get married, yeah? And she was like, yeah, cool.
Well,
and
so romantic.
6 months later, they were married.
Well, aww. 14 days straight spending together. I mean, why wouldn't you get married?
I mean, that is a test. Though,
I
if
can't
you
get
can...
someone to spend 14 minutes with me. So.
Yeah, Amber has that same problem.
How? Oh, my God. Boy, today is your day.
Today could be the day that I get punched in the throat.
Excellent. Thanks so much for your call, Sarah.
Thanks, guys.
Keep them coming through. 13, 12, 16, 2 weeks.
That's...
I don't know if you could beat it.
I wish them all the happiness in the world.
Well, they've been together for ages.
My goodness.
Good on them.
Good on them. 13, 12, 16, we want the quickest engagement Sunrise has got to offer.
You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.